There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's a new survey that everyone is talking about this morning, comparing wages in your home market with those you can get overseas. A lot of talk about pilot pay today and also in the hospitality industry. The survey suggests that chefs can get an 80%, 8-0 boost in their pay from moving from the UK to Saudi Arabia. We are joined on the line now by Saurabh Rai, who is Executive Vice President for Preferred Hotels and Resorts. Saurabh, it's lovely to speak to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Pleasure is mine. Good to be back.
What do you make of the numbers coming out of this survey? It's come up from the international removals company First Move International. Are the numbers a surprise to you?
Not really, Brandy. I think the numbers are, in fact, painting a very true picture. It is a very peculiar scene of how a opportunity growth curve in a market maturity comes through. So what happened in the UAE about 15 years ago is, let's say, what's happening in Saudi Arabia right now, where talent has to be inorganically drawn in by injection of an incremental pay. So the survey results are actually quite in line with what the market reality is.
How easy is it to bring top talent out to Saudi Arabia?
I'd probably underline two factors in here. The first is going to be the destination itself, and second is all about the opportunity canvas. So I think on the destination front, the market nuances, the food and beverage preferences, and the market size itself are primary considerations that a talented chef would consider. And on the opportunity side, you know, this is now the era of chef patron, where the chefs are themselves the owner, and the entire Epicurean experience is centered around the personality of a chef, right? However, in markets like Saudi Arabia, I'd say that Still, high-end, edgy, contemporary F&B is all centered around and brought in by their five-star hotels. So I think this incremental pay element also does not universally apply. It is very true probably at the top 30-35%, the top third of the market, but below and mid-tier, it's kind of getting leveled out right now. So it's not an easy task for a chef artist, an Epicurean artist, to consider moving bag and baggage base to a whole new market without considering these parameters.
How much of that salary premium has to be paid because chefs are trained to cook in a certain way? When you come to Saudi Arabia, a lot of those ingredients will simply not be available.
Oh, that is true. I think that is one part of, if there is any curtailment or restriction to the expression of creativity by these chefs, I think that's just going to be a big deterrent to their decision-making. And that is why, again, Malcolm, I'm thinking where the five-star environment becomes the perfect conduit and harbinger of having these chefs come in, because in terms of making that product variety, you know, the color palette, if you will, available is something the five stars are able to control. The five star hotels, I mean, are able to control and regulate through their supply logistics.
Let's talk about, outside of chefs, hotel workers and hospitality workers in general. I mean, this survey is basically saying that there's not just a double digit premium, there is 60, 70, 80% to be had by moving to the Gulf. Does that apply to other areas of hospitality, do you think?
I think I'd be a little careful with that sort of a margin. I think it definitely held true, you know, again, about a decade ago, even 5-7 years ago. But as the market is maturing and the cost of living index is undergoing a pretty strenuous change, I think this kind of incremental income bump has undergone some kind of depletion. So what the industry norm and understanding today would be for Middle East overall, UAE, Saudi Arabia leading the pack, is probably about 50%, but definitely not going towards the 100% mark. And this would apply universally to you know, all the hospitality opportunities overall.
Traditionally, we've seen hospitality recruitment go in waves. One year, everyone seems to be recruiting from Bulgaria. The next year, everyone seems to be recruiting from South Africa. It's often currency linked. Do we still see that? And what are we seeing at the moment?
I think you're right. Again, you know, back in time, some years ago, it was absolutely true that new pockets of talent were being accessed by almost a wave every year. But now I think it's become pretty diverse. All big hotel brands and hospitality companies, even food and beverage brands, are consistently delving into multiple markets around the world to access the best of talent. So I think it's not so much about one or the other. All of them have their top 5 to 7 favorites that they access consistently for quality talent.
Finally, Sarah, before we let you go, what effect are you seeing when it comes to hotel recruitment to this part of the world from Brexit? Is Brexit making working in the Gulf more attractive for European hospitality staff?
My personal opinion on that would be, I think the confusion and lack of clarity around the direction and definitive timeline on Brexit has definitely caused some anxiety in talented associates, not just hospitality, but industries overall, whereas the stability in other parts of the world, including UAE specifically, has definitely made it a more attractive option.
Sarah Bry, Executive Vice President of Preferred Hotels and Resorts, commenting on that survey that everyone's talking about this morning about pay differential between the UK and other markets and the Gulf. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good day.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.